This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, I want to thank all of you for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 446. And of course, this episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, I believe that many small business owners are actually sitting on a gold mine in their business and they don't even know it. How do you unleash the potential inside of your company? Here to serve as our guide is Paul Dunn. He's a 4-time TEDx speaker, award-winning entrepreneur, and master presenter calling from Singapore. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. 446.
That's unbelievable, huh?
Well done, you.
That's a lot of folks. So there's a lot of folks that have small businesses. How do they really unleash the power inside that company so it really goes where they want it to?
Well, it's kind of a paradox, Barry, is that we all want to play a bigger game. But in order to do that, we need to look at the small stuff. The small stuff that very, very few people tend to look at. And the leverage in that is really huge because it costs you nothing to apply little tiny ideas. But when they give you great leverage, obviously, then they're worthwhile. Let me give you a simple example. Probably someone today is going to have someone say, so what's the price of, you know, whatever it is, right? They might be on a call. And the other person's going to say, for the sake of discussion, it's $1,038, right? At that point, we know, and you know and I know, that close to 80% of people will say, well, thank you very much. They'll say, thank you very much. I'll call you back. They'll say,
exactly.
Is that the best price? You know, they kind of hassle you. So let's have a look if we can just add 9 words, which, of course, costs nothing to add, to see if it might change that situation. So it might go like this. Someone might ask you, so how much is that, whatever it is that you have? And you'll say, it's $1,038, and that includes a number of very special things. And, of course, at that point, the whole conversation has changed. And now you get into all of those special things that very few people get into because they just get used to, oh, my God, here's another quarter, you know, a price shopper and all of that kind of stuff. And yet we know that just adding those words, once again, you know, it's XYZ, it's, $1,038, and that includes a number of very special things. There is a high chance, enormously high chance, that the caller is then going to say, and what are those special things, which then gives you the opportunity to get away from the price and talk about adding value. Funny thing, it's exactly the same thing when it comes to, I'm not sure in your part of the world, Barry, whether we call them quotations or whether we call them bids or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Either one.
Yeah, by the way, we don't call them that, or at least my people, they do until they get the skill, right? So someone might say, you know, here's my quotation for, I'll tell you in a minute how we change that word. But it's the same thing. You know, the quotation goes, well, it's one of these, and we tend to itemize the price. You know, one of these, one of these, one of these, and we add it up, and then we put the price down the bottom. What we know is that there's a thing, if you wanted to get technical about it, you would call it the peak end effect, which essentially says, as you know, that the person will remember and look at the last thing they hear. That's always, or the last thing they see. And so if that's the way, and most quotes are done exactly that way, then it's kind of like, well, thank you for yours. It's kind of like an invitation, really, for the prospect to go and get another one. So if we change that around and we simply say, not the quotation, we say, Barry, here's the plan going forward. Just change the word quotation to the word plan. And it changes everything in the client's mind. And by the way, you don't need to believe that that's right or wrong because you can simply do that right now. Right?
And test it out.
And then you say, Barry, it was great talking with you and your colleagues. And based on what you told me, it seems like this is going to be the best solution. It's XYZ dollars, and that includes a number of very special things. And then, of course, you start to talk about the special things. Might be your guarantee. It might be all of those sorts of things. The change in that is dramatic. We were just working with someone who I mentor, happens to be in the United Kingdom, and they're a garden designer, and they were doing around 12 quotes There you go. There's that word. 12 cards a month. Getting roughly three of those, in other words, or four, like a 30% conversion. They changed it across the way I just indicated, and they went to, and still are at, believe it or not, a 90% conversion. But what's even better, because I said to them, look, let me redo it for you, but you've got to agree not to change anything. And they said, sure, we'll agree. And I bumped the price 40% on those quotes, and yet 90% change. Interesting enough, it also came back to this guy. You know how a business name, for example, is very interesting. This guy, the garden designer, his name is Joe Francis, but the name of his business was, would you believe, Outer Space.
Wow.
And I mean, I could see why a garden designer would say that, but it's kind of like, you know, aliens are going to turn up to watch me today. You know?
Right,
and
exactly.
Since he's one of our clients in B1G1 Business for Good, we said, Joe, why don't you just call it Gardens for Good? And a very simple change,
yeah.
Right? And you get the sort of double meaning of that. And just 2 weeks ago, actually, Joe got one of the biggest things of his life, which was actually the contract to do one of the Queen's gardens, believe it or not, at Hampton Court.
Wow.
Because obviously the Queen likes dealing with someone not from outer space,
of course.
Gardens for Good, exactly.
Well, Paul, one of the things you're talking about
that make a difference.
Change. Yeah, one of the things you've really been talking about is that really small business owners, they got to get away from price selling, which is really more of a commodity, to value selling, and people really will pay more for value, right?
Of course they will. And it's a question of how you articulate it, right? Or in fact, what's really the question is, I mean, you're so right, but it's really a question of the mindset that you get all the time, because I find so many people, when they pick up a phone and someone says, could you tell me the price of, their eyes go up in the head, that is the receiver, oh, God, you know, someone else calling about a price. And so it's kind of like, I'll give them the price and get rid of them because, you know, I've got work to do. You know what I mean? It's a vicious circle as opposed to a virtuous circle. Yeah, very much so. Good observation.
And so you talk about in your business how you can connect with customers and prospects on a much deeper level. And that's really what people want today, right? They really want more in-depth types of relationships. Where do you start in doing that?
Well, I think, you know, for me, and I'm not sure, well, in fact, I am sure that you've seen it in the U.S., you know, for me, 2008 was a big turn in business because at that point, we learned that the institutions that we thought we could trust, we may have been a little bit sus about it, but we thought we could trust them, and all of a sudden we found, can't trust them anymore. And so what that's created, I think, is a trust void, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can find ways of getting that back, for example, a very simple way, all of the people with whom I work around the world, they never, ever, ever will set appointments at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 9:15, or anything like that. They'll always set them at odd times. The preferred times are like 9:10, 9:20, 9:40. Skip the 9:30. And by the way, it doesn't have to be 9. I mean, it could be 1, and then the 50. And the funny thing is, when you do those things, you know, 10 o'clock doesn't mean 10 o'clock in anyone's head anymore. So we're frequently late, and the first thing we say is, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late." You know, rather than "Thank you for your patience." Just that simple little change, you know, changes everything. But what happens is, when you, for example, I do a lot of, when I will say, "Well, let's get together at 3:50." Frequently, people say, "Well, Paul, did you say 3:15 or 3:50?
Right.
And I will say, "Well, no, I actually said 3:50. And always when that happens, I get this little kind of thing coming back on the call. They go, "Oh," just that little "oh." And that's a sign that I've connected in a very different way, because all I've done is just been a little bit different and says, "You can," which effectively says, "You can rely on me being there." And what we know is that with contractors, people will actually be standing in the street to check whether they're actually going to be there at 3:50 or whatever the time is. And of course, when they get there early, it's like, oh my God, this guy's work must be fantastic because he honors the promises that he makes. So therefore, the trust goes through the ceiling. Therefore, the prices are able to be reasonable prices rather than, you know, rock bottom things because of the trust and the value that's been created just through those simple power of small things.
It's interesting, Paul, because my parents live in a condo development in Florida, and when you go into the condo development past the security, it says speed limit 27 miles an hour. And I keep thinking, why is it 27 miles an hour, not 25? And then I'm thinking what you just said is, well, I remember it was 27 miles an hour. So I guess that's a good thing. Made a big impression on me. We're at the end of this segment. Paul, can you stay with us and talk more about how to unleash the potential in your small business?
I would love to, Barry.
Well, this is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back with Paul Dunn, who's a four-time TEDx speaker, award-winning entrepreneur, and master presenter. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott, watching the roads. Several problems actually out this morning. We'll start things off on Lakeshore Drive southbound, where we're getting reports of some sort of police activity in the 2-right lane southbound near Wacker, right around Randolph. No real congestion in the area yet, but definitely keep heed of that. Also on the Eisenhower, inbound around Koster, there are two accidents blocking the left lane. Thankfully, with the light volume, we're not seeing any issue with that either. So as you head out and about, do keep in mind that even with the light issues, light delays, you still might run into a couple of problems. Other than that, the rest of the roads are looking good throughout the morning. We'll let you know about different festivals that are closing streets throughout the city and suburbs. And today's going to be a perfect day to go out and see those festivals. But right now, it's 58 O'Hare, 57 Midway, 60 at the lakefront. Your reports of fog in Romeoville and Aurora. Today, sunny skies with a temperature in the low 80s. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
Ivanka Trump made a rare live appearance on Fox and Friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When she speaks, I just go to my happy place.
That's why Jared Kushner married her, I suppose.
She can speak because he doesn't.
Exactly. No one has ever heard Jared Kushner speak to this day. He just points to her. I wonder how he took his vows.
No, he just nodded.
I think she is an asset to President Trump.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
Oh, I had my joints all ached. My fat, the nerve was really bad. Like 10 hours, my eyes were so tired and heavy and almost burning. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was this nagging pain. I mean, it hurt to open them. And just in a week, like, I don't have the nagging pain anymore. My joints stopped hurting, and I'm in wood season. I'm lugging wood right now, and I'm not hurting. So that's, like, amazing for me. I'm usually really suffering. It's pretty effective. And so now, like I said, my husband and I are both taking it, and he even said his joints aren't aching as much, and he's feeling better.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, welcome back. We're talking with Paul Dunn, who's a 4-time TEDx speaker, award-winning entrepreneur, and master presenter about how to unleash the full potential in your business. Paul, we're talking about before the break how it really is a lot easier for small business owners to build trust with their customers and their prospects. And when people trust you, you really take that relationship to a whole different level, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
And so what kinds of things can you do to make sure that folks trust you, besides the obvious, like, well, saying the product they want and delivering it on time?
Well, you know, in the last segment, we talked about, as you said, being on time. We talked about talking value as opposed to price. So one of the things that's also interesting to me, Barry, is just the simple power of one word to change everything. And just recently, we had a security company that was, when I say security, I mean like they hired guards, if you
right.
know what I mean.
Yeah,
and obviously,
guards.
They were doing what in Australia is called a tender, and it was for a huge thing. It was for one of the races, one of the racetracks. And the woman, her name is Karen, she was right in the middle of, you know, bidding on this tender. And so the tender said, like, we've got, you know, we're going to put 173 guards here, 53 guards here, you know, that kind of stuff. And I said to Karen, just before you push that button, let me ask you a question. What one word can you use before security guards that might just change everything? Now, her first word, I hope you get this in your part of the world, her first word was Samoan, you know, because they're kind of big guys, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I said, no, I don't think so. She said, well, how would extraordinary be? And I said, well, it's, you know, it's not what I say, it's but what you say. So, and as she said it, you could just feel the pride within her that she had the courage to say, we'll supply 173 extraordinary security guards. And everywhere she said security guards, it was extraordinary. Now, she got the contract, which was fantastic. And it was, you know, a public bid and so on. It wasn't the most, it certainly wasn't the cheapest, that's for sure. And she got it. But what's really interesting is since that time, her business has just rocketed because all of a sudden she understood that she was exceptional the whole time, but she just wasn't game to say it. Interestingly enough, they also had at the same time, they also had a program where they were hiring security guards. This one is interesting. And so they would, you know, put an ad in the paper which might say, you know, we'll train you how to be a security guard. They simply put one word in the ad that changed, and they said, we'll train you to be an extraordinary security guard. Now, it doesn't take too much to figure out that the kind of people that were applying to be an extraordinary security guard were a little bit different than the guys that were applying to be a security guard. It also doesn't take too much to figure out that they were willing to pay much more for a course about becoming an extraordinary security guard. Interestingly enough, as I'm sure you've figured out already, the course was the same course,
exactly.
the same course.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, you know what I'm saying? It's just these really, really tiny little things that everybody forgets, you know, because it's, I mean, you know, the simplest game in town is to cut the price, isn't it? But as I think Seth Godin once said, you know, that's a race you don't want to win. You
right.
really don't.
And
so, say again. Yeah, you're exactly right. You go straight. And Seth also said, you know, a while ago, he said, you know, we're in the age of connection. And so one of the things that this is all about now is connection. And I don't mean by that, you know, connection to, you know, having multiple Twitter accounts or stuff like that. What I mean is, you know, connection to who we are as human beings, you know, the connection to be authentic, the connection that looks for meaning, that looks for purpose, the connection that looks for all those sorts of things, so that the connection to be inspiring, so that inspiring people actually want to play your game with you. The connection that knows why you get up in the morning, you know, the whole sort of Simon Sinek start with why kind of game, and so on. And also, increasingly, the connection to actually do good. I like the story, which I'm sure you've heard of Sir Richard, as in Sir Richard Branson. And, you know, on the 23rd, I believe, of September 2015, here he was in Geneva, announcing at the United Nations. And, you know, when we think about small business, you know, we don't necessarily have a good relationship with the United Nations because we think that's all about big business. But here's Branson on the 23rd of September 2015 at the United Nations, saying the reason that I'm here today is to launch something very significant. It's called the Sustainable Development Goals. And he said, for the first time in history, the United Nations, the world body, has acknowledged that it's not governments that effectively change what's going on in our world, although we sometimes like to blame them for it. He said, Branson said, the only reason I'm here is because at long last, the world body has recognized that it's business, and in particular small to medium scale business, that really makes the difference. And the reason why is because we have the opportunity to power economies in new ways and so on. And that just changes communities and ultimately changes our world and ultimately lets us do good in the world as well. And that's, of course, as you know, one of the things that we do here in B1G1 Business for Good as well. Again, it just gets that kind of connection that's so important. When you have that, paths open that just weren't open before.
And Paul, I really believe that if you can get in touch with that purpose, that you really are making a difference in the world, and you're not just selling based on price, you're selling based on value, and your customers really appreciate it, you're going to be a much more successful business.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, again, this is not, you know, the quote Seth Godin show, but you know, I love
Seth. He's been on many times.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. I mean, exactly. And you know, here's an interesting quote for people to think about on their day. He said, you know, the challenge is not to be successful. Now, that's kind of weird, right? The challenge is not to be successful. He said the challenge is to matter. And I love that. And because if you think about it, you know, you matter. So what, as you matter more, then you will be more successful. So what does that say? It says that what we should be moving towards is moving from being dispensable to being indispensable.
Exactly.
We should be moving to, instead of, you know, trying to deal with the masses, if you will, we should be just becoming irresistible to a select group. And when we do that kind of thing, I know in the U.S. you call it, let me see if I can say it correctly, you call it niching. We
niching,
call it niching.
Right.
But yes,
niching,
yes,
or niching, right. Niching.
Exactly. And again, what's interesting when you talk about that is people go, oh, okay, I'm going to get a niche. But what they tend to forget sometimes is that you can actually own multiple niches. That's the really beautiful thing, by mattering more. And we think that there's this, if you like, everybody wants a shortcut, and this kind of shortcut to that, a shortcut to meaning and purpose, is really to matter much, much more. And to think about some of these things that, in a sense, are outside of ourselves, as we say, to play a bigger game. And, you know, the interesting thing about the bigger game, and let's just think very quickly, you know, the sort of questions that we ask ourselves as well. You know, someone today might say, well, you know, I'm doing my year plan, and so I'm wondering how I'm going to get, you know, 10% more of this or whatever it is. Instead of talking about 10%, once we start talking that, when, you know, the big number that we're going to get is 10%. I mean, that's the only place you're going to go. Why don't we start asking different questions, like how can I multiply by 10 and so on? And as you know, when you start asking those questions, you know, two, even though you might only be at a factor of two, it's hugely more than asking the 10% questions. And so it is, again, about this power of small, but the paradox is asking different questions that will get you to a much bigger place. And it's so easy to start doing that kind of stuff.
Well, Paul,
I guess you would say that's how we get unstuck, right?
Exactly. And that's really why I work with small businesses to get unstuck, because I'm never going to discover the cure for cancer, but I can make a difference in the world. And so many small business owners can make a difference in the world through what they do. Paul, I appreciate you being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you and learn about all the good that you do?
Well, thank you for asking that. You can go to www.b1g1. That's simply the letter B, followed by the number 1, followed by the letter G, followed by the number 1.com. And you'll find some really lovely things there.
And tell us about, just in 30 seconds, about the business and what you're doing, because this whole idea of, you know, business for good is an interesting concept.
Well, right now, Barry, as I'm talking with you now, there's a this movement, if you like, the B1G1 movement. There are thousands of businesses now collectively have created 113 million impacts,
wow,
giving impacts in our world. And it's all about just thinking differently. You know, like, think about today, someone goes to buy a coffee. Wouldn't it be great if when you bought the coffee, your kid got access to water?
Well, I got to leave it there. This AM 560, The Answer, will be right back.
Larry Elder has a suggestion to replace Confederate statues.
Let's take down every one of these Confederate monuments, since it's the left that wants us to view past history through the prism of modern-day sensibilities. Let's replace the monuments with a plaque. And the plaque will say, Democrats founded the Klan.
The Democrat voted against the 13th Amendment that freed the slaves.
Let's talk about the racist, sordid history of the Democratic Party.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Eamon Dignam. U.S. and South Korean officials discussing the latest threat from North Korea. North Korean TV saying the country has successfully tested a hydrogen bomb.
The National Security Council is meeting now to collect information and analyze this.
An interpreter for Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. President Trump meeting with Harvey survivors in Texas and Louisiana. In Houston, he toured a relief center and helped hand out free lunches.
And in Louisiana, the Democratic governor is so pleased with the way that things went, he told the White House press pool this. It's always great to have the president in your state for any reason, but to acknowledge the work done by so many people here, it was invaluable. The president, in fact, says that he thinks the relief effort has been going so well, it seems to be going fast.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. As you're traveling inbound in the Eisenhower, there's a new problem with two crashes blocking the left lane inbound at Costner. Also on Lakeshore Drive, southbound around Wacker, the accident was reported. Sounds like it's some police activity in the two right lanes. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are looking good. If you're traveling through Naperville, the last lane closes Eagle from Jefferson to Aurora and Jackson from Ewing to Maine. And that's going to last until Tuesday morning. This update is sponsored by Ace. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. Ace has top-rated paint, award-winning service, and the extra mile promise. If it ever takes more than one trip to complete your paint project, Ace will bring you what you need and delivery's free. See acehardware.com for details. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Sunny skies with temperatures in the low to mid-80s everywhere around the area. Your updated conditions look like this. 58 O'Hare, 57 at Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his six-part video series.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I'm 75 years old, and I don't eat enough vegetables or fruit. And this is a great thing to do. And it seems that I have more energy. It seems that I take that, and I take a lot of blood pressure pills and cholesterol. But my doctor tells me, he said, "No, you might cut the dosage down on your pills, because what are you taking?" I said, "Balance of Nature." He didn't know what it was. So I told him, I said, "It's fruits and vegetables condensed into little pill form." He goes, "Well, whatever it is, it's doing you a lot of good."
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, I got to ask you a question. Would you ever leave a comfy job at Facebook to start your own company? Well, my next guest did just that. David Brehenna Sanderson is a former Facebook product manager. He left 2 years ago to find Real Good, which puts all your streaming resources, Netflix, Hulu, HBO, and Prime, in one interface. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Barry, thanks for having me.
You know, Facebook is one of those companies which is kind of like the it company of this generation, kind of like when I worked at IBM of the 80s. Why would you ever leave a great job like that?
Yeah, that's very true. It is an incredibly – it's a great place to work. Smart people, great perks.
You get to wear a hoodie all the time?
A lot of people. T-shirt and jeans.
And a hoodie.
And a hoodie on those rare cold California
exactly.
days. Actually, there was a really nice hoodie that I think it was Jay-Z got all the Facebook employees when we hit 1 billion users. And that was
nice.
That was by far the best hoodie I've ever worn.
Nice. I'm in it when you guys hit 2 billion.
Okay. I'll have them send one over.
Really? So why would you leave that?
It was a confluence of a few things. I mean, one, I'd always wanted to be an entrepreneur. That was just something since I was a kid. I did all the cliche things. I had the lemonade stand, and then when I needed to pay for my college application fees, I took the $20 in my wallet, went to Safeway, bought donuts, sold them at my school the next day, kept doing that until I had enough money to pay for my college application. So always had a bit of that mindset. And then I got the job at Facebook, and it was actually really good for someone with that mentality, I'd say, especially in the early days, and it still is now. They've done a really good job keeping the culture, but they were very supportive of, like, build whatever you want. Impact is the ultimate gauge. And so it was actually, I think, a really good fostering ground for someone that had an entrepreneurial mindset to kind of cut their teeth, but in a bit of a safe environment. Like, I made some mistakes where I cost the company huge amounts of money, and they were just like, "All right, no biggie."
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
well, it's kind of cool that Facebook really, really fostered that kind of entrepreneurial atmosphere. So you go off and you leave this brand, right? And everyone knows Facebook.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when I left IBM and I started working with a company that no one knew. It's hard to go to a no-name brand, right, and start from scratch.
It is. I mean, it's definitely easy just in social situations or whatever. Just, I work at Facebook. Everyone knows what that is. Okay, that's cool. Even with my parents, they thought I was going to Facebook. They thought I was kind of crazy as leaving
right.
Canada. And then when I was leaving Facebook, they're like, "What are you doing? Like, you have a job at Facebook." But I think I learned a ton, but I think it started to get to that place where I was starting to not learn as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rate of learning started to go down. So I was getting a little hungry and a little anxious and wanted to do something else. And I'd also had this idea for Real Good for even before I went to Facebook. And really it was a mentor of mine that kind of pushed me over the edge. I was just having dinner with her one night and she's like, "I'm sick of hearing you talk about this. You've been talking about this idea for years now and you've launched products at Facebook. Like, you know how to do that side of it." So I was like, "What are you doing?"
Right. Crap or get off the pot, right?
Pretty much. She's like, "Don't say it to me unless you're doing, unless the next time, you talk to me, you're doing it." So that was a good kick in the butt that I needed. And part of it too was even just looking at where I was at in my life. I was a year into our marriage, and thinking, okay, I want kids in a couple years now, and this is a good window. Like, I could be reckless. If this falls flat on its face, that's fine. I can take a couple years to do this and take this risk.
Yeah, you know, when I married my wife, I was going to be president of IBM, and then I left a year later. She wasn't too pleased. So you start to hire the team from scratch. How was that, leaving Facebook? And who would come along and work with you?
Yeah, well, so actually, I mean, Facebook's smart where they have a thing in your contract where you can't basically steal anyone away that you've worked with for a year or two. So that was a little bit tough because all my friends and that were, we'd work together and they were excited. I couldn't bring any of them over. And that was a little bit of a scary time where I pulled the trigger and quit, and then it was just me. And I was kind of like, oh no, where do I start? What's the first thing I do?
So David, what was the hardest part? We only got a minute left. What was the hardest part about the transition? Because I think there's a lot of folks out there that are going from good corporate paying jobs to starting their own things. What's the most difficult part?
I wouldn't say it's so much the financial change. It's more the you have absolutely no structure and no one really telling you what to do, and you need to make decisions every day without a ton of guidance. So I found it important to try to surround myself with good advisors or other people that have done startups that could try to help point you in the right direction as you're kind of running blind forward.
I think it's a really good point that when you actually do start your own thing, coming from a corporation, you really have no structure. And sometimes having no structure is really difficult. Well, David, where can people get in touch with you and learn about Real Good?
Yeah, so the site is just realgood.com. It's R-E-E-L, good.com. And then we're on Twitter at Real Good App. And if you check out the website, I think all our contact info is down at the bottom.
David, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coming up, we're going to talk about how to get your small business unstuck. You're still on AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, watching the roads. Still have a problem on southbound Lakeshore Drive, where the two right lanes are closed with police activity right around Wacker. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are looking good as you're traveling on the west side. Don't forget, North Coast Music Festival closes Randolph, Ogden to Lake, and Warren, as well as Washington, from Ashland to Ogden. That's going to last through early Wednesday. But tomorrow night, Fiesta Bucura wraps up, and Division will open up by then between California and Western. Until then, it's closed. You may see a little bit of a longer bus route if you ride on the buses. Also, in Naperville, the last lane closes Eagle from Jefferson to Aurora and Jackson from Ewing to Maine. And that's going to last until Tuesday morning. And not doing too bad out there with that. Whatever festival you decide to go to, 82 and sunny is the scheduled high for today. 58 at O'Hare, 57 Midway, 60 at the Lakefront. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
I believe that where winning actually starts in business is in your mind. My next guest has dealt with a lot of winners. Steve Canal is a senior marketing executive, award-winning branding architect, author, and national motivational speaker. He's a self-proclaimed courtpreneur. Steve serves as the principal and CEO of The Brand Executive. He's got a new book out. It's called The Mind of a Winner, a number one bestseller on Amazon. It's filled with power moves and methodologies from the likes of two of my favorites, Damon Johns and Barbara Cochran. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. Thanks for having me today.
So tell me about this book and why you decided to write it.
Man, Barry, I've been on the journey where I've been fortunate enough to engage, interact, and learn and meet some amazing people. And, you know, through my journey and engaging with so many entrepreneurs and business professionals, I always hear certain key terms of, you know, I need to market myself. I need to, you know, get sales. I need to, you know, learn my industry. But there was always this key element that was missing, and that was the mindset, the habits, and the methodology that were needed to be instilled that I would hear and learn from so many amazing people. So I wanted to tap into their mind and capture it and put it into a book that is filled with power moves and common threads that you could just incorporate into your life to hopefully cut the learning curve and help you win consistently with purpose.
So as you're talking to these folks, what do you find is holding most people back in their mind? What prevents them from having a successful mindset?
It's a few things, but you know what bubbles up to the top. One is having the proper habits in place to consistently put yourself in a position to be successful. Whether it's doing the proper studying and understanding your industry to be able to speak to it and be able to put yourself out of harm's way as far as, some of the things that might come your way. And that comes with, in addition to that, having the proper advisory advisory board or people around you that can help you along your journey. Because a lot of people try to do it themselves, and it's almost impossible to do it yourself. You have to have the right people around you to be able to give you the proper insights and give you the proper tools to be able to succeed.
Well, some of the things you're talking about seem to be pretty logical. What really prevents Steve from folks actually going out and doing that? Is it fear? Is it laziness? What do you find it is?
And you hit it right on the head. It's a combination. One of the hardest things to do when you have an idea, concept, or business in mind is taking that first step of actually doing it. And a lot of people fear failure. But the key lessons in what's going to allow you to grow is failure. And I'll take it another step and say stumbling. That's where the key lessons are. And a lot of people are afraid to get out of their comfort zone because that's where the magic happens. The magic happens outside of your comfort zone. And when you're in your comfort zone, you're not growing. You're not, excelling to where you can potentially, achieve success. And failure is it, and a lot of people, one of the, they say, a statistic that I read is people fear public speaking and speaking in front of people more than death.
That's right.
And that fear comes from.
Right. So I'd rather be dead than rather be dead now than speaking in front of you. Right. I love that.
Exactly. And you can cut that by just taking those proper steps of understanding your industry and putting in the work. Studying your craft and understanding what it is you're talking about. Because when you understand and you study, that cuts away the fear, because, a lot of people just fear, saying the wrong thing or people not understanding them, but that comes with attempt.
you know, you've been able to hang out with the likes of Damon Johns and Barbara Cochran, you know, as the National Community Affairs Lead for MillerCoors and their business contest. What have you learned from them? Because we see those kind of folks on TV all the time. What do you think their basic message is?
You know, one thing I'll say about everybody that I've, you know, been fortunate enough to have in this book is successful people want to help people. They want to be in a position to help you. But the issue that comes about usually is people aren't prepared for that moment. People haven't done the due diligence to be prepared to have the proper ask. How can I help you? And how, in turn, how can you help me? You know, a lot of people are just ready to talk about what they're trying to do, but they haven't capitalized the entire plan to properly ask each individual person, because they approach the situation as cookie cutter. If I run into 100 successful people, I'm going to ask those 100 successful people the same question. I'm going to ask them, you know, the same thing or tell them the same thing. But you have to understand each individual has, you can't approach it as cookie cutter, because they all have different offerings that they can offer. And that's what I wanted to focus in this book. It was, you know, Damon John is a business mogul. Barbara Corcoran, she's a real estate tycoon. How many people really actually dug deep to understand what it is that she's amazing at? You know, Swing Cash, Kenny Smith, the sports champions, TV analysts. You know, Everett Taylor, he's considered a millennial genius by Forbes. Like, I wanted to stretch it so you can see that, you know, these people are in different industries, but they all have the same common threads and power moves to achieve success. And, you know, having that approach within it is understanding how each individual person can assist you in helping you achieve your goals.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. The title of the book is called The Mind of a Winner. Steve Canal, where can people get in touch with you and get a copy of the book?
Sure. You can get a copy of the book at themindofawinnerbook.com. I have it on ebook and I have a soft cover as well. In all social media platforms, it's Steve Canal, C-A-N-A-L. And, you know, stevecanal.com as well, where I house all of my platforms and give you access to finding me, whether it's through business or personal.
Steve, I got to cut you right there. Thanks for being on the show. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva.
Nextiva
is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I had some ulcer issues on my leg that I had from Vietnam. It would erupt on occasion of periods of stress. When I was taking juices, you know, these ulcers had disappeared, but I was not able to get good quality fruits and vegetables to make good juices. And, you know, these ulcers came back. But since I've been taking the fruit and the veggie capsules, these ulcers again have subsided.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down. 773-837-8250 or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
Can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling